This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, as we continue with our hour of nonstop talk, it's great to be with you today. 855-839-1210. I'm going to give you an update on what happened with the synagogue down in Texas. It is Martin Luther King Day. We're honoring Dr. King, of course. We've got more audio later in the show, your chance to win with our movie contest later in the show, and we'll get some news from Dawn in just a little bit as well. I wanted to mention, though, you know, on this Martin Luther King Day, I always think about some of the policies that are in place and how we still have a lot of very racist policies in this country right now. One of those very racist policies is gun control. Over at Reason.com, one of my favorite libertarian sites, they talk about this now. They talk about the racist roots of gun control in this country and why the black tradition of arms is so critical. Now, if you're a Second Amendment aficionado as I am, if you're a conservative, if you're a libertarian, you understand this point. You get this. Isn't it amazing that the people right now who are leading the charge to try to disarm Americans, many of them happen to be people like Sheila Jackson Lee, a black Democrat? She's a black Democrat. She's one of the people leading the charge on trying to disarm Americans. And in some of the most cities in America, some of the cities like Philadelphia, for example, you've got woke white politicians, whether it's Larry Krasner or Jim Kenney, again, trying to go after guns and not going after criminals. When it comes to, say, Cory Booker, for example, Count Grandstangelus, Spartacus Booker, and the Tears of Rage Band, Cory Booker favors federal gun licensing, a ban on assault weapons, as they're so-called, and a 10-round limit on magazines. Typical of African-American leaders who are overwhelmingly Democrats and overwhelmingly support new restrictions on firearms. But as Fordham University law professor Nicholas Johnson shows in his 2014 book entitled Negroes and the Gun, it was not always the case. There was a black tradition of arms in America, beginning with the struggle against slavery and continuing through the murderous, racist violence that followed the Civil War, the vicious oppression of the Jim Crow era, and the civil rights movement of the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Black leaders such as Frederick Douglass, Ira Wells, Du Bois, Howard, Roy Wilkins, Martin Luther King Jr. unambiguously endorsed the right to armed self-defense as a crucial safeguard against the racist aggression that government officials commonly ignored when they were not actively participating in it. Remember, Jim Crow was government-mandated discrimination and segregation by Democrats. As a remedy against kidnappers who sought to return people like him to slavery, Frederick Douglass recommended, quote, a good revolver, a steady hand, and a determination to shoot down any man attempting to kidnap. Ida Wells declared that a Winchester rifle should have a place of honor in every black home and should be used for that protection which the law refuses to give. Dr. Martin Luther King, the very embodiment of peaceful resistance, relied on firearms for that protection. In 1956, after his home in Birmingham, Alabama was bombed, King applied for a permit to carry a gun. Despite the potentially deadly threats that King faces, the leader of the Montgomery bus boycott, the county sheriff said no. Dr. King said, I went to the sheriff to get a permit for those people who are guarding me. In substance, the sheriff was saying, you are at the disposal of the hoodlums. Several years later, King noted that all societies accept violence exercised merely in self-defense as moral and legal, adding that when the Negro uses force in self-defense, he does not forfeit support and may even win it by the courage and self-respect it reflects. They note that the National Organization for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, cut its organizational teeth defending black people who resisted racist violence using firearms. Most prominently, the organization hired the famous trial lawyer Clarence Darrow to defend Detroit physician Austin Sweet, who was charged with murder in 1925 after he and his friends used guns against a violent mob bent on evicting him and his family from a white neighborhood. His victory was the centerpiece of a fundraising campaign that helped establish what is now the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. This fund has been operating independently since 1957 with landmark victories. Now, of course, the NAACP has a different take on gun control. So the racist roots of gun control, they point out, just as African Americans widely recognized the potentially life-saving value of firearms, white supremacists understood the threat that armed black people posed to the existing social order. Quote, the historical record provides compelling evidence that racism underlies gun control laws, and not in a very subtle way, noted historian Clayton Kramer in a 1995 Kansas Journal of Law and Public Policy article. Throughout much of American history, gun control was openly stated as a method for keeping blacks in their place and to quiet the racial fears of whites. Beginning in the 17th century, when Virginia prohibited black people, whether free or enslaved, from carrying weapons, the colonies and states imposed a series of race-based restrictions on the possession of arms. After the 1831 slave uprising led by Nat Turner, Virginia made it illegal for free blacks to keep or carry any firelock of any kind, any military weapon, or any powder or lead. Tennessee revised its constitutional guarantee of the right to arms, restricting it to only free white men. Terrified at the prospect of further insurrections, legislators in southern states prohibited the transfer of firearms to slaves, limited their use of otherwise free common tools for hunting, required free blacks to obtain gun licenses, and authorized the seizure of guns found in their homes. Overall, legal scholars said in a 1991 Georgetown Law Journal article, early gun control laws reflected a desire to maintain white supremacy and control. You know, it's interesting as I break from this for a moment. When you hear about systemic racism, do you ever hear systemic racism and gun control in the same breath? Because they should be together. Gun control is about as most systemic you get when it comes to systemic racism. Supreme Court Chief Justice Roger Taney warned in the infamous 1857 case Dred Scott v. Stanford they would be entitled, if the Negro were free, to all privileges and immunities of citizens, including the right to keep and carry arms wherever they went. It's one of the reasons why they ruled that they were not actually free people. And then, of course, we get to the 14th Amendment then, and then all of a sudden the terrorist groups, the Ku Klux Klan, the militant wing of the Democrat Party, which was out there trying to disarm black people. And you know what's interesting, too, as I find the history of all this, is that the very same party that was trying to disarm people is the same party that's trying to disarm them today, Democrat Party. If you go back then, the Democrat Party controlled the southern states. The Democrat Party was the party that was anti-black people having guns. The Democrat Party was the party that was trying to disarm them. The Democrat Party was the party coming up with permits and everything else. It's still doing it today, Democrat Party. Still doing it. Nothing's changed. This is why I always tell you the parties have not flipped. I sometimes hear idiots come out and say those stupid things, and it's not true, but they'll come out and go, well, the party's flipped, you know. No, the party's didn't flip. The same Democrat Party today that is anti-gun is the same Democrat Party that was back then that was anti-gun, trying to disarm people, make it harder to keep and bear arms. The Gun Control Act of 1968, which was largely a response to political assassinations, likewise was not officially aimed at disarming black people, but among the act's most significant restrictions were import limits on small, cheap handguns described as Saturday Night Specials. Now, Saturday Night Specials were actually used, according to investigative reporters, by blacks because they couldn't get firearms other ways. So legislators decided that they were going to go after the guns of the ghetto by going after these cheap Saturday Night Specials. Similarly, California's Mulford Act, a 1967 law that banned the open carrying of loaded guns, was a response to armed Black Panther patrols in Oakland that aimed to police the police. The Gun Control Act of 1968 described broad categories of Americans who were not allowed to possess firearms, including unlawful users of controlled substances and people convicted of crimes punishable by imprisonment for more than a year, meaning nearly all felonies. The Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act of 1993, signed by Bill Clinton, of course, made those disqualifications enforceable through background checks that federally licensed firearm dealers are required to conduct before completing sales. The disqualification for illegal drug users, for example, which is like 60 million Americans, includes many people who've just been picked up for just having pot, for example. Majority of whom are, of course, Black Americans. So the question, of course, is were a lot of these programs put in place knowing that they would target Black Americans, that they would then be limited to be able to ever possess a legal firearm? Now, you go along, of course, too, and they've got a lot of, which led to one of the biggest cases ever in, of course, American history, one of the landmark cases involving the Second Amendment. But after the Heller case, the District of Columbia, for example, still was going after people for just merely possessing guns. They didn't want people to possess guns. In New York City, of course, they went after people with stop and frisk, stop, question, and frisk programs, which they tried to do it again, basically stopping Black people to get guns away from them. So even in the most blue cities, you still have some of the most, racist policies around firearms. Now, does gun control protect Black people? The answer to that, of course, is no, it does not. If you look at places with some of the highest rates of gun control, they also have some of the highest murder rates where Blacks are, in fact, the victims. There's a correlation there. When you look at, in fact, the idea right now of gun control, you find a correlation with gun deaths. The NAACP, which, as I mentioned to you earlier, was once on the side of making sure that people could have access to firearms, the NAACP now sued gun manufacturers in 1999 for fostering violent crime by oversupplying firearms. Of course, a claim that a federal jury rejected in 2003. Jesse Jackson, who in 1988 became the first Black candidate for a major party's presidential nomination, he said one time that this ban was a good thing. So what I can tell you, though, is that as we look at Dr. Martin Luther King Day, you have to ask yourself now, what are Democrats up to today? If you look in places like Philadelphia, they're looking for more and more laws. More gun control leads to more violence. More gun control leads to more Black prisoners. More gun control leads to more criminals getting guns and not people who are, in fact, legal, law-abiding citizens. More gun control does nothing to stop criminals from getting guns. Nothing at all. And the idea, of course, that everybody has a fundamental right of self-protection, of self-defense, which is such an essential part of our Constitution, of liberty, of the Bill of Rights, of all of it, something that I believe, which is that you have the right to protect yourself from tyranny, from violence, from bad people. That right is something that I believe extends to every American, regardless of the color of your skin. But what do people like Jim Kenney, Larry Krasner, other woke Democrats, what do they believe? Well, they believe the government should protect you. This is what they believe. This is their mindset. Now, think about this. The very reason why Frederick Douglass said you should have an armed revolver is because the government, which said at the time, we'll do the protecting of people, was literally the government that was helping kidnappers go after freed slaves. The government was behind Jim Crow, as I mentioned. That was state-mandated discrimination and segregation. So when you turn around and you think to yourself of the government keeping everybody safe, the government protecting you, the government, governments around the world have done more to take away people's freedom and liberty. That's why we have a Second Amendment right to protect ourselves and our families. Well, Black civil rights leaders knew this full well. Black civil rights leaders at one time in this country knew it full well, going back to slavery, after slavery, and the civil rights movement. What happened is because, unfortunately, today, many civil rights leaders are very woke, and they don't care about this. They view guns as the problem, and they shouldn't, because history tells us it's not guns that are the problem. It's government policies that are the problem. 855-839-1210 is the number, 855-839-1210. I'll tell you what, as we continue with our hour of nonstop talk, and we've got a lot more to come, we'll get an update for you on the weather as well. One thing I do want to mention to you as the week progresses is that we've got our wonderful comedy night coming up Thursday night at Parks Casino. It's Parks Comedy Night, and we are back for comedy night this Thursday, the 20th. With Joe Conklin, Man of a Thousand Voices. And Dawn will be there, I'll be there, and hopefully you'll be there as well. Now, here's the deal. $20 gets you your first ticket. You love to laugh, it gets you your drink. I should say your first drink and your ticket. $20 gets you a ticket and your first drink. You love to laugh, we'll have some fun. Comedian Joe Matarese will be Joe Conklin's special guest. We'll have some music, we'll have a lot of fun. And Club 360 at Parks is a great place. Oh, it's a great time. Be a lot of fun. Just go to parkscasino.com/events. Now, when you look at the events page, you're going to see Comedy Night on January 20th. pick that, select it, get your ticket, and then we'll see you there Thursday night. Remember, you must be 21 or older. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, and we'll see you Thursday night at Parks for Joe Conklin's Comedy Night.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You like Joe Matarese, Bill? Have you heard his stuff?
I have. He's very funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. We need to laugh. More comedy, I say.
Yeah. It's a good time to get the Zioli Army together this week.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. Why not? You know what I mean?
Start the new year off right. All that good stuff.
Start it off right. Have some fun. It'll be Don Baldini will be there insulting everybody. You know, it's never quite the same until Don Baldini is insulting people. That's what I'm telling you. You know what I mean?
Yep.
That's what I'm saying right there. 855-839-1210. We have a lot more updates for you as the show goes on. This week, Joe Biden will be doing a press conference to mark his 1 year in office. And we'll also be looking at to find out some of the tough questions that the audience will ask him. Well, later in the What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 portion, Steve Ducey asked Jen Psaki about Biden's week from hell. All right, Dawn, I know we got some updates. We got weather. Last night, we went outside with the kids. We were playing. It was a lot of fun playing in the snow, and now it's all gone. And I said last night, I'm like, guys, we got to go outside here, because if we don't, we're going to wake up tomorrow, and it's going to be nothing. And I was right, nothing.
I know. The weird thing is now, in parts of Philadelphia and the suburbs, it's actually snowing again.
It is?
Yes.
Wow.
Big flakes
Look at
of
that.
Snow. So it's weird.
All
Very
right.
Weird.
I like it.
I'll have the full forecast in just a moment. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified, sponsors Zioli Show News Live. 35 degrees right now. Yes, snowing in parts of Philadelphia as well as the suburbs. Rain in other parts as we're in that mixed 35-degree region right now. So we have the Hero Pilot in Delco that has been making national news, released from the hospital, recovering at home, crediting that God was his co-pilot in that incredible situation. We also have on this MLK Day, President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden, they're not out today in the Philadelphia region. It was yesterday. They packed up carrots and apples into food boxes for the hungry, chatted with some volunteers yesterday at a food bank as part of a day of service for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So they traveled about a half hour from their Wilmington, Delaware home to Philabundance. That's a hunger relief organization in Philadelphia, serving about 140,000 people a week across Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey. But before heading to the warehouse floor, where those conveyor belts carried cardboard boxes full of donated goods, actually, First Lady Jill Biden wore her Philadelphia Eagles t-shirt under her blazer in hopes that that would be good luck for our Eagles, but it wasn't. Tampa Bay, of course, beat us, so that was a bummer. So a lot of people said, why didn't they, you know, do the service today? Because of the weather, because of the storm. By the way, Consumer News Netflix just announcing a price hike. So the popular streaming service is upping its monthly subscription prices by as much as $2 a month.
What?
So beware. Yeah.
Come on. Why are they doing that?
Because COVID.
Oh, because COVID, yeah. Well, Bill, you're going to have to make sure you stay on your mom's policy.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I guess so. Yeah, I can't afford
COVID
$15
inflation.
A month.
No, that's crazy. Well, do you get any more with it? Do you get anything or
no?
Nope.
Or, sorry, Dawn. No. Yeah.
No, you don't get anything extra.
Oh, man.
I know.
So we got to pay more and get less.
But maybe it's because people like Millennial are still on their parents' plan. The rest of us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
There you go.
I mean, let's also not forget the fact that they're buying up all this IP and intellectual property and producing their own movies now. You got Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, and Jonah Hill and Meryl Streep on the budget now. I mean, that's a factor, too. It's not just my Millennial sharing passwords.
Yeah, that's a good. I mean, he does make a good point there, Dawn. You know, there's a lot of content, so
a lot of good stuff. Well, on this, what would have been the 100th birthday of the late Betty White, hashtag Betty White Challenge goes viral. Why? Because she was a huge animal advocate. So now, animal welfare charities and shelters today they're raising a lot of awareness, raising funds in her honor, saying adopt a pet. You know, if you haven't thought about maybe the Zioli family, you know, you've got the three kids, what's missing, the dog. So a lot of people out there are saying, you know, honor Betty White's birthday that would have been today by supporting your local animal shelter.
You know, you say that. I would love a dog. But the problem, though, is that we have a dog with Reagan. We do.
Stop.
She's basically she does. She eats off the floor. She runs around. My wife is just like, come on, are you serious right now? I mean, with three kids and a baby, like a little toddler, you're going to get a dog? Come on. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying.
Maybe in a year, get the puppy. You can get a rescue dog that's like two, so they're already potty trained and stuff.
Well, that's true. Now, what about you? How's Buddy doing on this National Pet Adoption Day? Is he good?
He's good. He's getting, you know, the thing about a rescue is you don't know how old your dog is.
Yeah.
So he could be as old as 14. So we've noticed that his eyesight isn't that great.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Like I made this huge turkey. I made a huge, like a ton of food, right, yesterday for the game.
Yeah.
And so we were like throwing a little turkey his way. And so he used to like grab it in air if you would throw it. But now it just sort of hits him in the face.
Oh, the turkey is hitting him in the face?
Yeah.
What are you doing about that?
Well, don't throw the turkey.
Well, I mean, you're going to get, I know,
like
but you're
blind,
gonna,
you know, he's got,
you're going to get him like a helmet or something.
Well, I mean, just little pieces of turkey. Like you used to go, hey buddy, and kind of throw it up in the air and he'd throw, you know, he'd catch it. But
wow.
Now it like hits him in the nose.
Well, I mean, do you think maybe stop whipping at his face? You think maybe? I'm just saying.
It was just, yesterday, it was just a mess. So the dog can no longer catch the turkey midair. The eagles were off. It was just a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
It stunk. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I was thinking about maybe getting the kids like, I don't know, like a turtle or something. You know what I mean? I don't want to have to walk anything when it's just kind of freaking cold out. You know what I mean? Get up at 4 o'clock. Because first of all, I'd have to walk him at like 3 a.m. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then that, who wants to do that, you know?
The small hope I will give you there, Rich, is my dog Mowgli now just stares at me in judgment when he sees me leaving for work now.
Yeah.
At 3:30, like he just like is he even has the look of, dude, what are you doing this early? And then he goes right back to sleep. So especially as Dawn suggested, get like a 2-year-old puppy and up, like they'll have that same mindset.
Good, excellent.
So you won't have to worry about that.
Are you happy? You happy? You got a dog, Bill?
Oh my God, it's the best thing I've ever done.
Best thing you've ever done.
I mean, wow. Before, like we plan on having kids sooner rather than later at some point, but right now.
Oh, wow! Well, you buried the lead there, Dawn. Look at that.
Well, we don't have a date, but it's in the plans for our lives.
So you're trying?
No, not trying yet.
It
sounds like he's trying, Dawn.
No,
he's trying.
I mean, it's not really my decision, as Greg said when Steph got pregnant. It's based on, you know, the woman. We don't have much say in the matter. I feel, but I don't know.
Dawn, would you like to comment on that?
I think I'm digging myself into a hole that I don't want to be in.
What do you think, Dawn? Would you like to weigh in on that for him?
Yes, we would like to hear more details. You know, Bill's mom's listening. His dad's listening. You know,
Bill, I think inquiring minds would like to know. You know what I mean?
Nothing,
I'm just saying.
This is breaking news.
All I'm saying is nothing in the immediate future. That's what I will say.
All right.
Well, baby,
we're very excited.
Nine
months. You'll be a wonderful dad, Bill.
Thank you. Yes. I will let you know when I know. That's what I'll say.
I'll let you know when I know. All right?
All right. The NBC 10 First Alert forecast. This is a crazy forecast because remember, today's high, it's 48 degrees. That happened about 4 o'clock this morning or 3 o'clock this morning. So now we're experiencing a 95% chance of snow or rain, depending on where you are. In Philadelphia, it's snowing in some areas. And then the temperatures will begin to rise. But that's not until 11 o'clock. So between now and 10 a.m., we're looking at more snowfall. Then we start to warm up. So by noon, 37 degrees. And it looks like, 37 degrees will be the high, you know, during the day, in other words. So then we'll turn cloudy. But there's a wind advisory that starts at 10 o'clock this morning. We could see 40 to 45 mile an hour winds. So what a wacky set of weather within the past 24 hours. With now these high winds moving in. So it's Yellow Show News Live, sponsored by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. What is it that makes you uniquely you? DuckDuckGo doesn't think that's any of their business, and frankly, should not be the business of any tech company. Protect your privacy online free with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified. This is Yellow Show News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you. 855-839-1210 if you want to weigh in. Yeah, no, on days like today when it's really cold and windy, I'm really glad I don't live in Florida where there's zero income tax and, warm weather. So, yeah. And, you know, my kids don't have to be in masks. Like, I'm really happy. Like, today's the day I'm really happy about that, you know? Because why would I want to not pay income taxes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why would I want to not have freezing cold, crappy gray skies and weather? You know what I mean?
It looked gorgeous yesterday in Tampa during the game.
Didn't it, though? It was like chilly, a little chilly. A couple of windbreakers.
When they said that it was 66 degrees out there, I was like, it does not look like that, and I will still take that. I will be rocking the shorts and the T-shirt and look like a psycho in Florida.
Absolutely. No doubt. And even my Patrick was like, Dad, what are we doing here? I was like, I don't know, buddy. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I can't figure
it out either, man.
Yeah, he's ready to
I don't know what
shit.
To say.
Yeah.
It's just. I mean, I was thinking about this. I said to Bridget, I said, they have no state income tax in Florida. That alone right there, it's like getting a raise. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying. And then, kids don't have to wear masks. I'm just, pointing all this out. All right. 855-839-1210. What will Joe Biden say at his big press conference when we, as the week goes on and Joe Biden celebrates one terrible, awful year, 52 bad weeks of being president? It's bad. It's really bad. What does this mean for the future for Democrats? Is he really going to be the candidate? No, of course not. Who will be the candidate? Well, it won't be Kamala Harris. So who will it be? Plus, former President Trump has a big rally in Arizona. He's still front and center in Pennsylvania. Will he run? Will he not run? What will happen as we look towards that? First, we got to get through the midterm elections, where A dozen or so Republicans are running for Senate, for governor, for lieutenant governor. There's a lot of enthusiasm. That is a great sign of how optimistic people feel about their chances. Look, I'll tell you about my buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. So I went to see him a couple weeks ago for my cleaning. And while I was there, I said to him, I go, hey, doc, I snore. Can you give me something for that? He actually got me a custom-made mouth guard. That's completely stopped my snoring. It's been like a miracle. But Dr. Mike does it all. He really does. He is the dentist. He's the man. He's been voted top dentist in South Jersey for 9 consecutive years. And not only is he my dentist, but he's my wife's dentist, my kid's dentist, and my parents' dentist as well. 3 generations of Zeolis, all with different needs, all delighted. Delighted by the care that Dr. Mike Venaria and his award-winning team provide. Dr. Mike's office is unique in that they provide exceptional care in advanced fields of dentistry, like dental implants, while still ensuring that all of your family's needs are met and exceed your highest expectations. General dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, pain-free root canal treatment if needed. In fact, while I was there, I saw Dr. Mike last week. I was getting fit for my snore guard. You know, they brought it in. I had to make sure it fit properly and everything. So I had to wear it for a couple minutes. He comes in. He goes, hey, there's a guy in the room right behind you. He's a listener. I said, well, let me go say hello. So my friend Rich was in there. Nice to see you again, Rich. Saw he and his wife, I think, at our Mark Levin event years ago, if you can believe it. Anyway, Rich was getting a pain-free root canal treatment. And Dr. Mike said, why'd you wait a couple weeks? Because he was away on vacation. And Rich said, well, because Zeoli said you're the best. And it's true. He is the best. So go see him. There's simply no one better at dental implants than Dr. Mike, one of South Jersey's top implant dentists. See, dental implants, they're an art form, and Dr. Mike gives you the self-confidence boost you deserve, and you do deserve it. Locations are right over the bridge in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Reach out to him at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or venariadental.com. VanariA. Remember, he is my family's dentist, and he's the man when it comes to those very complicated dental implants. You'll really enjoy his office. The great music, great people. They take great care of you, too. Dr. Mike Venaria, venariadental.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What happened at the synagogue was actually targeting Jews or not. Of course, the guy was targeting Jews. The Jerusalem Post writing the following piece and pointing out that the soon after the FBI freed 4 hostages held by this gunman, Malik Fazal Akram, 11 hours he held them at the Congregation Beth Israel in Texas on Saturday. The special agent in charge of the FBI Dallas field office said the following baffling, to say the least, statement, quote, "We do believe from our engagement with the subject, he was singularly focused on one issue, and it was specifically not related to the Jewish community," But we are continuing to work to find the motive. As the Jerusalem Post points out, the idea that any attack on a synagogue is not specifically related to the Jewish community is absurd. But when you consider this guy and what he was doing there and who he was trying to get out of prison, it's even more absurd. Even with the broadest definition of who's considered Jewish, Jews make up only 2.4% of all American adults and only 0.6% of the population of Texas. So when you think about that, anything about this guy targeting a synagogue, it's not like he was targeting a Walmart, where you might go, well, it's a Walmart. There happened to be Jews there. No, this was literally a synagogue where he was looking for people to hold hostage. He went into the synagogue in a place that doesn't have a large Jewish population because he was trying to find the Jewish population. Get it? Of course you do. Add to the fact that the gunman entered Congregation Beth Israel on a Saturday morning when services were being held. The timing was clearly intentional. But the specifics of the crime also show a deep current of anti-Semitism running through the one issue on which the hostage taker was singularly focused, to use the FBI agent's concerns, his words, right? Perhaps the release of Siddiqui, the woman who he was trying to get out of prison, currently serving an 86-year prison sentence for attempting to murder American troops and FBI agents. Maybe that does not seem to be specifically related to the Jewish community, but this person was a raving anti-Semite. The government said that she was his sister, though apparently a sister in ideology, meaning that they were both lunatics looking to go to paradise, looking to kill in the name of Allah. She was nicknamed Lady Al-Qaeda. Born in Pakistan, traveled to the U.S. on a student visa. Remember I mentioned earlier she was very intelligent, highly educated. She received her PhD in neuroscience from Brandeis University, which was founded by the Jewish community in 1948. She was arrested in Afghanistan for her part in plotting Al-Qaeda terrorist attacks in the U.S., U.K., and Pakistan, shooting at U.S. Army troops as they detained her, and said the case against her was a Jewish conspiracy. She dismissed her legal defense team because she said the lawyers were Jews. She demanded that jurors in the trial take DNA tests to make sure they were not Israeli or Zionists so that they could be fair. She also wrote a letter to then-President Barack Obama telling him that Jews have always backstabbed everyone who has taken pity on them and that he, Barack Obama, made the fatal error of giving them shelter. She said, quote, "It is this cruel, ungrateful backstabbing of the Jews that has caused them to be mercilessly expelled from wherever they gain strength. This is why Holocausts keep happening repeatedly. If they would only learn to be grateful and change their behavior," she wrote. After her conviction, she said, "This is a verdict coming from Israel and not from America. That's where the anger belongs." So now think about this now. The guy goes into this synagogue, holds Jews hostage at gunpoint Saturday morning during services for 11 hours to try to get his nutbag ideological terrorist extremist, quote unquote, sister out of prison who has a deep hatred of Jews. And yet the FBI's initial response was, well, we don't know if this is motivated by anti-Semitism. It might be something else. It might just be a coincidence. I mean, maybe the guy just, you know, was like looking for a place and went, oh, look there. I don't even know what that building is. This happens to be a synagogue. Oh, look. Now the FBI, of course, is changing their tune and acknowledging that, of course, this was anti-Semitism. Of course, this guy was targeting Jews. Of course he was. One of the organizations that had been advocating the lunatic woman's release in recent weeks is the Council on American Islamic Relations, or otherwise known as CARE. In November, CARE's Texas chapter and Empower Change, a Muslim activist group, hosted an online event titled Injustice, Dr. Aifa and the 20-Year Legacy of America's Wars. In addition, CARE San Francisco Executive Director Zahra Ballou told attendees during a speech she gave last November to Know Your Enemies. Speaking at a convention for American Muslims for Palestine, she said, "When we talk about Islamophobia, we often think of the vehement fascists, but I also want us to pay attention to the polite Zionists, the ones that say, let's just break bread together. We need to pay attention to the Anti-Defamation League. We need to pay attention to the Jewish Federation. We need to pay attention to the Zionist synagogues. We need to pay attention to the Hillel chapters on our campuses." It must be said that CARE National Deputy Director A. Ahmad Mitchell condemned the hostage-shaking in Texas. And it's calling the latest anti-Semitic attack at a house of worship an act of evil. Anyway, I just think it's interesting, though, that, I mean, this is exactly the kind of thing that is a hate crime in this country, not a fake hate crime with, like, somebody left a, like, a neck, you know, like a shoelace in a tree, and not a fake hate crime where somebody wrote a check, you know, like, no tip because I don't tip, and it turns out to be a fugazi. This actually really happened. And yet it's been kind of ignored in many, the motivations have been ignored, not the story itself, but the motive here has been ignored. And, you know, we've had the fake Stop Asian Hate, the nonsense there trying to cover up discussions of the Wuhan lab, for example. But this story, which, by the way, is the big story of the day, brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Exergen agrees with the just released study by the FDA confirming non-contact thermometers are not accurate and that their labels contain false information. So be sure, be accurate with the Exergen thermometer, backed by over 100 clinical studies. Learn more at exergen.com. So you think about it in terms of how the FBI's immediate dismissal was to go kind of go like, well, I mean, you know, who knows? Meanwhile, the FBI is the first to jump up and say, hey, listen, you might be a domestic terrorist and we're just going to call you that right away and you'll have to prove that you're not. See, this is why people laugh right now at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Department of Justice. This is what they laugh at them for. It's this kind of stuff that makes people shake their heads and go, yeah, right. Yeah, I don't think so. Half of Americans, by the way, frustrated and disappointed with Biden's presidency. A new CBS News poll just came out a short time ago, revealing a bleak outlook among a majority of respondents. That's right. Just a short time ago, a short CBS News poll coming out, released late yesterday, saying that people, more than half, were frustrated and disappointed with President Biden's presidency. Yeah, this comes days before he will mark his first full year in office and found 40% of respondents said Biden's presidency made them feel nervous. And just 25% said it made them feel calm and satisfied. Yeah, the survey revealed a bleak outlook among a majority of respondents, with 75% saying they felt America was doing somewhat or very badly in a general sense. You know, they have those right track, wrong track questions in polling. You've probably seen those before. They go, hey, you think America's on the right track or wrong track? Whenever you got a higher percentage of people saying America's on the wrong track, that's really problematic for the incumbent. Now, you've got here 75% of people saying that they think America is in a very bad place. Oof. Now, they give Biden poor scores on a number of issues. Again, the CBS News poll. A majority of respondents disapproved of his handling of ready. Wait for it. The economy, immigration, race relations, crime, inflation, policing. Inflation, policing, Afghanistan. Now, they were split on Biden's COVID-19 response, with 49% saying he was doing a good job, 51% saying he was doing poorly. But remember something. Biden ran on saying he was going to unite America and he was going to get rid of COVID. Remember, that's what he ran on. 70% of respondents said that improving inflation would make their opinion of the president more favorable. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling like if this is your first year in office, you got three more to go. And this is how Americans feel after the first year. If I'm a Democrat right now and I'm running for re-election in midterms, I'm nervous to hell. If I'm a Democrat right now, I'm thinking to myself, okay, who are we going to swap out here? Because this guy can't do the job. That's what I'm thinking anyway, because politics is all about self-preservation. 49% said Biden is doing more to divide the country. Think about that, from the guy who said he was going to bring America together. America, I'm going to heal. America, we're going to bring it together. Majority saying that they think he's doing more to do hurt the country, divide the country, than unite the country. Oof, oof, ah, ouch, oof, ow, ooch, ow. Listen, when it comes to my family's healthcare needs, we choose Cooper. Cooper University Healthcare is South Jersey's leading academic health system with more than 75 specialties. Cooper provides complete healthcare, from primary care to advanced personalized cancer care through the MD Anderson Cancer Center at Cooper, as well as comprehensive neurological care through their Neurological Institute. Cooper is fantastic. I mean, baby Reagan was born at Cooper Hospital. I had my shoulder surgery done with Dr. Kleiner at the Cooper Orthopedic Center. It's a great place to go. And they are on the cutting edge of advanced treatments, the latest treatments. And of course, there's a Cooper near you. They're expanding every day. So give them a call at 1-800-8-COOPER. 1-800-8-COOPER or reach out to them at cooperhealth.org. 800-8-COOPER or cooperhealth.org. Cooper, committed, compassionate, complete.
The Rich Zeoli Show on your schedule. This is the Zeoli Show podcast. The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Selections today.
Oh, why, thank you.
Well, absolutely. You're in for, of course, you're stepping up today since Stocker's off, and excellent musical selections. Good stuff. What's the inspiration for today's playlist?
Just kind of what's on my Spotify lately. I go through my daily mix that they put together, and just what I've been listening to. Kind of making my own Friday playlist today on a Monday, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Now, you have something in the show sheet you sent me about Wordle. What the heck is Wordle?
Oh, yes. This is apparently taken off by storm. If you've been on your Twitter feeds especially, you might see people posting like Wordle 2, I think today's 211, the 211th version, and how many tries you've gotten the correct word. It's a puzzle where you have to guess the five-letter word within six tries. Actually, do you remember the show? I watched it on Game Show Network when that was still a channel around. I don't know if it's still around. Do you remember the show Lingo at all?
No.
So basically what you do is you guess whatever. They don't give you any hints in advance. You just guess any five-letter word that comes to your mind. You guess that, and it will tell you whether you have the letter in the correct spot or if you have the correct letter, but it's in the incorrect spot and you have to figure out where it goes in terms of that. Like yesterday's word, I believe, was solar. And it refreshes every 24 hours. So if you go on the link that does the contest, and I can send it to you or post it on your Twitter, it is a new word today and refreshes every 24 hours. And it's taken off social media by storm because everyone's trying to beat each other in terms of how quickly you got the word.
And so they just show a series of letters and you figure out what the word is?
Yep. It's five blank. As soon as you go on, it's five blank boxes. And you get, like I said, guess any word. So like candy, whatever five-letter word comes to your mind. Like I guess candy is my first one today. Mm-hmm. During the break, and it will tell me whether I got the C in the right spot or if the C in that first box is the right letter, but it goes somewhere else in a different box to form that.
So this guy just created this game, and he's got 2 million people playing it. It went from he and his partner to now it was 90 daily players, then it was 300,000 at the beginning of January. This last weekend, 2 million players.
Yeah. It's crazy. A lot of people post, like I said, their score or whatever you want to call it, their results on Twitter. I try not to do that because it gets very annoying, and it actually is one of the reasons I play it, because I don't want to post my scores on Twitter.
I'm just amazed that there could be a new game. I feel like every game's been created already, so I'm just impressed about that.
I'm always a fan of word games. Like, I've never, outside of like the New York Times crossword puzzle or whatever crossword puzzle is your pick, I've never been a fan of those. But like something like this is right up my alley. I've always been a fan of these.
You know what I like? I like when you go and you have to find the words where you like. You know what I mean? Like. They have the, you know, like the find the, my kids play that. The kids menus have them all the time.
Oh,
you
like
gotta find the word.
A word,
you know what
search.
I mean?
A word
yeah,
search.
Yeah. My kids love that.
Yeah, those are popular, especially like you said on children's menus at your local favorite restaurant or chain restaurant, whatever you want to, wherever you happen to go to. But yeah, I love word games. I think I got it from my mom because my mom loves them too.
Before I go to break, let me quickly go to Ed and Del Rand. He wanted to comment on Biden's approval rating. Hey, Ed, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning. Listen, before we get down to business, I want to wish you and everybody there at 1210 a happy, healthy, blessed, prosperous new year.
Well, same to you, my friend. Thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Now let me tell you something. I did something I rarely do. I'm a Newsmax, Fox News guy. But for a little while this morning, I was sitting in the kitchen and I watched the mainstream media, which is very hard for me to stomach. Well, let me tell you what. They just about want to cry when they talk about Biden being in the toilet. You know, you could see
the
face. Oh, you know, his approval ratings are low and his agenda isn't doing very well. But, you know, he's looking for a better future in the new year.
Yeah, it's bad. I mean, they are sad because they know there's no turning this around. That's the thing, Ed. They can't. They know they can't turn this around. Ed, let me ask you. You're a guy that works for a living. How's it been for you with the gas prices and everything else?
Oh, it's economically disastrous because in my business we use gas for everything: gas for the trucks, gas for the mowers, gas for the blowers, gas for the snow thrower if we get snow.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
Energy, every facet of our life, my good friend.
Of course, and it affects the price of everything. You're exactly right.
Hey, my brother used to have a great saying, everything you own and wear and have comes off a truck somewhere.
No, your brother's a wise man. And so are you, Ed. Thanks, pal. Happy New Year. Appreciate the call, buddy.
You know it.
All right, 855-839-1210. We got a big 9 o'clock hour straight ahead. Don't forget, get your tickets for Parks Casino for our comedy night. Just go to parkscasino.com/events. It's January 20th. Your ticket includes your first drink. There you go. And we'll have a great time. And Joe Conklin will be there. Dawn will be there. His special guest, Joe Matarese, will be there. And I'll be there. And you'll be there. And we'll have some laughs. Parks Casino, this coming Thursday, just go to parkscasino.com/events. Street Road in Bensalem. You must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.